Help, I need cash fast. Hey, I'm your host, Carl Taylor, and this is Dadpreneurs Rising. It's for you if you're a dad and an entrepreneur trying to balance it all. Relationships, health, business, fatherhood, you name it, being a man in today's society can be challenging, especially as an entrepreneurial dad. Now, today I want to talk about cash. Cash is a really important subject as a business owner. Firstly, it is the lifeblood of any business. You know, you've all heard the stats that a business goes out of business every 5 years, or, you know, I'm not going to rehash the thing, but you've all heard that idea that it's one in five businesses goes out of business in the first year and blah, 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 goes from there. The reason they go out of business is a lack of cash. You can have a highly profitable business and still go out of business. Why? Because you ran out of cash. Profit is theoretical. This is what should have happened in theory. Cash is, here's what you have in the bank account. This is what you have to spend. I don't really know any entrepreneur who doesn't want more cash. Even if you're absolutely killing it, more cash just gives you more opportunities to either invest or to have fun, take out of the business and, you know, invest in fun activities or invest in your long-term wealth. If you're struggling right now or you're in major debt, cash is the thing that can try and get you out of the hole you've dug or at least change things. Money and cash, interrelated, is often one of the most stressful topics in a relationship, can be one of the key things that can drive a huge wedge between loving partners, is the stress of money or lack thereof or how it's being used. And so cash is a really vital part to business, relationship, and also long-term wealth. Cash is also the thing you can use to invest in your health, right? Like if things go bad when in your old age or even now, the more money you have, the better care you can get, the better doctors you can access. Cash is an important thing. So every entrepreneur, in my view, should know how to inject cash. Well, how do you inject cash? You really got two ways to do it fast. There are other ways to do it that take longer, like raising capital and things like that. But really, if you want to do it fast, you've got two options. The first option, sell something. Not rocket science, right? But sell something. Now, there are things to consider when you sell. Like, you don't want to just sell any old thing. If you really want to bring in cash fast, you want to be selling something that's high profit. You also want to think about who you're selling it to. It's usually way easier to sell to an existing audience. Like if you've got an existing customer who's already spent money with you, getting them to buy something else is going to be a lot easier than going to a completely cold audience. You're running Facebook ads or, you know, running through the street saying, buy my stuff. That's going to be a lot harder to sell than someone who already has some form of relationship to you. So the tighter relationship is going to be clients who are paying you on an ongoing basis. A customer is someone who's bought from you at some point. And then you got the warm leads who at least know who you are versus the cold leads that, you know, they're only meeting you for the first time. You kind of move backwards from that to find who to best sell to. And then what you want to be selling, I don't care if you're a product-based business, service-based business or anything, is you're looking for a high-priced service. Why a service? Because service has no real cost to deliver, usually apart from time. Now, occasionally there's software licenses and there's other things involved, but in general, if you're getting a nice high profit margin service, it's usually all you're doing is selling some time. If you are a product-based business and there's zero way you can add a service component to what you do, I challenge that. I would say there is, but if there isn't, then you want to be finding a very high profit margin product that you can charge ideally a premium price for. So it's not something you're looking for high volume. You're looking to be able to sell just a few units and make a decent amount of cash from that. If you have to get thousands of sales to hit the cash numbers you need, you're looking at the wrong type of product and you're not going to make it fast, unless you've got a list of millions and millions and millions. That's a different story. But most small business owners that I talk to aren't in that position. So you want to be finding a service that you can sell to, ideally something you can sell to an existing warm audience. So that's option one, sell something. Option two is borrow from someone. Now, some people borrow from what's known as the Triple F Fund, friends, family, and fools, right? People who will just randomly lend you. Pros and cons to that. Probably another whole episode to really go through those pros and cons. I probably don't need to list it out to you. If you've ever borrowed from family, many business owners have done it. I did it in my journey. Many of the members in my community have done it. It comes with its own challenges. Sometimes it works well, sometimes it doesn't. So, but you can borrow from friends, families, and, you know, the people who are foolish enough to do it. Usually, though, you're going to go to someone more established. whether that be a bank or some sort of private lending institution who might be facilitating peer-to-peer loans who other investors have invested. They're actually going to review you. They're going to have a fixed interest rate. Often business loans are a lot higher. So a quick little tip here, and this is not financial advice, seek your own personal advice. But if you have a mortgage for your house and you have any equity in it, lending from your personal mortgage to use in business is going to give you a far better interest rate than going and getting a business loan. There's a lot of things to consider, so I'm not saying do that. I just want to share that thought process. If you're currently going, I need money from a bank, and you're talking to them about business loans and you've got equity in your house, it could be something to consider. Although that same thing could put a lot of stress on the relationship depending on how you and your wife are right now. So as I said, that is not advice, just a little aside note I want you to have. But if you're going to lend, it's really important that you understand that it's not the interest rate that matters on a business loan. You know, often people go, oh, the interest rate of a business loan, this is expensive. Why would I borrow at that? That doesn't matter. What matters is the term. How long do you get before you repay it? And, you know, is it interest payments or interest and principal? Because it's the terms that are going to allow you to survive. You could take an existing loan. Let's say you owed $100,000 and it needed to be paid back in 12 months from now. If you refinance that and it allowed you to still pay back that money over the next 3 years, your repayments will look, yes, you'll pay more in interest, but your actual monthly repayments will go down, which will take a lot of squeeze and pressure off your business. If you've got a growing business that was struggling to make those payments, giving you that extra breathing space, while overall the cost through the interest will be higher, would actually give you the ability to continue the business in a far better way than if you try to continue to stay paying that loan, that whole amount. Now, if you do refinance, it's really important that you ideally get some extra cash and you're not just refinancing what was already there. And then you use that extra cash to ensure that you don't fall into the same trap. Borrowing money to pay off old bills when your business model was broken and you weren't, it's just going to dig you in a hole faster that'll send you close to bankruptcy, which we do not want. Borrowing money should be something that you use when really it's just you need to bring down some of those costs, or you've already done the borrowing and we need to restructure it. And you've got a clear use for that money to help ensure you won't go back into a hole. If you're borrowing money to get out of a hole, it's a very different, messy story. So you need to inject cash into your business fast. As I said, you got two things, sell something or borrow, or you can do a combination of both and really expand, right? You borrow so that you can have something to sell and you sell something, and then you can just continue to multiply and multiply and multiply. Hope that's been helpful, and till next time, keep up the journey. Hey, fellow dadpreneur, thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've missed something said on today's episode, you can find transcripts, links, and other notes from today's episode, as well as all other episodes over at rising.show. That's .show, not .com. So head over to rising.show to get all the information that you need. This episode was brought to you by Automation Agency. If you're sick of Fiverr and Upwork and want a reliable team of experts who can turn your marketing ideas into marketing duns, then head over to automationagency.com and check out what they can do. Whether it's graphic design tasks for social media, your presentations, or tech tasks like building funnels and email automations, or content creation tasks like copywriting and video editing, Automation Agency is the one team you need to help you market your business and free up your time to focus on more important things. So go and check out automationagency.com.